There we can lie beneath the shade, keeping cool with lemonade. Da-dee-dee-dum, dum, da-dee-dee-dum. There's a lot of work that should be done. Da-dee-dee-dum, dum, da-dee-dee-dum. But lazing around is so much fun.
Yeah, so much fun here at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you joining us here this morning, where I'm talking with Rosie Wright Remodeling project manager Bruce Stumbo about the advantages of considering your garage as a great, inexpensive conversion for extra space. We can convert your garage to extra overflow space for a whole lot less than we can build you a room addition. It might be the right solution for you. A little insulation, a little electrical upgrade, little mini split air conditioner,
yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. You've got now maybe as much as 400 square foot overflow storage, and the storage is going to be so much happier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The cars are going to be happier, and your wife seems to be a lot happier.
She is. She's apparently been bragging to folks about how nice it is to pull the car out of the garage and the air conditioner's already cold, and you know it doesn't take 10 minutes to get cool off, and yeah, she's enjoying it. Yeah. My F-150 is still out in the driveway, but you know, that's what happens when you have a 1979 two-car garage. What that really means is a one-car
one
garage.
And a half. A car and a skateboard.
Uh-huh.
Or yeah. A hoverboard. Yeah. A car and a hoverboard.
Hoverboard and a couple of bicycles.
There you go. Hey, let's go to a caller who's on hold right now. Katrina's calling from Levine. And we'll get back to convertible space at your house right after this call. But we are a call-in radio show about your house. Join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Miss Katrina.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. Let's see if we can help.
Okay, so I'll try to make it as quickly as possible. So I have a 16-year-old house that I've lived in. I'm the original owner. And the original AC unit, 4 years ago, I had to replace it. Well, I did what I thought was replace it, but apparently he only replaced the stuff that was outside and not the stuff that was in the attic. Mm. So fast forward to about a month ago when we got those really first hot, high temperatures, and my AC unit was just running all the time. So it was working, but it was, I mean, it would run for 3 or 4 hours at a time. And then it would stop not heating or keeping temp. So, like, let's say I had it down, I was pre-cooling at 74. Well, around 1 o'clock, it would go up to 76 in the house. So it would show that it was but it was just still running, nonstop, just running. So I had an AC guy come out. He said, oh, you need some refrigerant. So he charged me $400 to put in some new refrigerant and, or Freon and some piece that was outside that he said it was going to go out. So we did that. Okay, great. Fast forward, it's still running nonstop. Well, then it died. Then it completely died. The blower went out and the circuit board. So he said, so then he came back. This was about a week ago. He replaced the circuit board and the blower upstairs. The circuit board was the original from 16 years ago. The blower was part of the second piece that was installed 4 years ago. So he replaced both of those pieces, and now it's working. But it's doing the same thing. It's just running all the time. So now he says that it needs a new valve, evaporative valve. And he says that to do that, the process is to drain the unit. Originally, he said you could recapture the refrigerant, but now he says you cannot recapture the refrigerant because the filter needs to be changed. So he has to drain the unit, lose all that Freon, and then fill it back up. And so now we're looking at another $1,000 fix. I just need to know, does this sound reasonable, or am I just throwing good money after bad at this point?
Well, all of the things that broke sound like things that would typically break. My biggest question mark right now is if you're marrying an old system to a new system that was done 4 years ago, there's special considerations that have to be made. Let me just ask you one yes or no question. Is the air conditioning contractor Rosie certified?
I don't know. I found him from a referral from a friend, so I don't.
Okay.
I doubt it. I don't know.
Well, we may need to get a Rosie certified air conditioning contractor out there to give you a free second opinion and kind of analyze it. But Katrina, your air conditioner should definitely be running 3 or 4 hours right now. I would tell you what you need to do is get to an Ace Hardware store and pick up a little thermometer that you can put in your air conditioning register that's closest to the unit. And then buy a second little thermometer that you can put in the return air grill. Tell me what temperature is blowing out that register and what temperature is going back in the return. You ought to be blowing about 65 degree air out and about 82 degree air in, keeping your house at about mid-70s, okay? And it can't do that unless it's running. And a unit running costs a lot less than a unit starting and stopping and starting and stopping. You hang on, because I'm going to get you a whole house energy audit and a free second opinion on your air conditioning system. But you got to hang on so we can finish getting your information right here. That's what we do at Rosie on the House.